Crack my ankle.
Hello, everyone.
We started. My bad.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Guys, that's a big deal, right?
Is it?
Milestone.
Let me check.
No, I actually think it is.
I think it's 10.
Yeah, it is, because Medfield was episode 9.
Look at us.
Woo!
Making episodes.
I wonder if people still like us.
Of course they do.
That's a lie.
Well, maybe nobody likes you.
Actually, no, I have a fan base.
Hey. Good for you.
How are you today?
I'm ill. I'm sick. How are you guys?
I'm living my best life with my broken vehicle.
And you're...
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it at all.
You're almost sexual assault.
Maybe we shouldn't label it as such, or if you're going to, now you have to explain.
Never mind. Anyway.
I'm tired. Thanks for asking.
I asked how you were. I was getting there. Jesus.
You sound terrible.
So do you.
I'm not sick.
Yeah, I mean, she's not sick.
Just in general.
Rude.
Just kidding. Yeah. So I'm sick.
Maggie's face right now. She's done.
She's always done.
That's true. That's correct.
She can't take a joke.
Come on.
She just slapped me in the face.
No, that wasn't a slap.
As we learned in the Get to Know You.
Yes.
Maggie can't take a joke. And no joking around with Margaret. She's pinching my fat. So, because I'm ill, Margaret's going to do most of the talking today.
There's not a whole lot of talking to do, but...
Well, she's going to give most of the background, because nobody wants to hear me sniffle every 2 seconds.
Because there's lots of boogies up in here.
Yeah.
So...
And then Kaylee gets her ghostly gourmet this week, and it's a real one.
Woo!
It's a real place.
It's a real place, all right.
It wasn't Oreos this week.
It was not Oreos.
Hey. We'll get there, but at least it's a real place.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Other than that, there's nothing new to report. Is there?
No. You want me to take it away?
We're gonna do our listeners episode. So this is your last and final chance to submit your stories, please. To those of you who have already sent some in, thank you. They'll be featured. And so send us more. So yes, this is your last chance. Send us your stories. Or suffer. Don't be involved. I don't really care.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm cranky. Whatever. All right. So this week we went to... Take it away.
We went to Maine.
Stop looking. You have to talk toward the microphone.
So the first place that we went to was called the Old Red Church. Located on 55 Oak Hill Road in Standish. How far away was that from here?
Two and a half hours.
Honestly, no, there wasn't even traffic. It was 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but, it was about two and a half.
No, we hit traffic on Route 1.
We did hit traffic.
Squire Road.
Yeah, but like...
So it was about 2 hours.
It only took us 1 hour and 47 minutes to get home.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So,
it's right.
This church was built in the late 18th century, and it is 206 years old. There's really not a whole lot that I found about the church, like, I don't know, paranormal-wise. I feel like people didn't really write anything. But it has been the source of many hauntings. I wish that I was able to find more. Mysterious voices and the sound of something being dragged across the roof of the church had been heard, and paranormal investigators were investigating inside. I think this might have been a couple of years ago. And they were trying to communicate with spirits in there. And the only way that they were able to communicate was via flashlight. So they would ask questions and the flashlight would like either turn off or dim or whatever, answering the questions. And oddly, they were speaking to a ghost that was named Maggie. So,
you're now entering a world called weird, but it's haunted.
No.
And when we were at the church, we were there for quite a bit.
Yeah, we spent a couple hours there. We couldn't go in. We didn't ask. We didn't forget, but we just didn't think of it to ask permission to go in.
I honestly don't even know if we would have been able to, especially at night.
Well, we had, like...
We got there super late because of me. Yeah,
we did, because we had to wait for Kayla to get out of school. So we didn't go in, but we hung around on the grounds for a couple hours.
I mean, when we first pulled in, though, mind you, this church is on, like, a main road, which none of us knew.
Yeah.
It seems like it's not really a main road. It's, like, residential.
It's fairly heavily traveled, though.
Yeah.
As late as we were there.
Yeah, there's lots of houses.
But when we first pulled in, the car defroster turned on by itself.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then the car shook.
Yeah.
But other than that, the only thing that happened was we heard a scream.
Well, I kept seeing a light when I was looking, and
I'm sorry. Anyways, carry on.
So I kept seeing a light in the passenger side mirror.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
That was when we first got there.
Yeah.
But other than that, we didn't catch much. We walked around the, like, perimeter.
Yeah, there was no EVPs or
nothing. Yeah, it was a big letdown.
To be quite honest, the place didn't really freak me out at all.
The ghosts were gone because Jesus is always watching. So yeah, that part of the night, not great.
No, the whole night kind of started not very well.
Yeah, we didn't want to spend too much time there because we had another location to go to, so.
Well, it started out with Kayla was really late to come get us.
Kayla? Kayla made a big error in judgment that day. That's okay.
And then we had a really bad dinner.
Yeah, there was traffic going up. So we didn't want to spend too much time there because we wanted to make sure we got enough time at both spots, so.
So that brings us to the next place.
Which?
Location number two.
Was creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
It was creepy. And it was also located in Wyndham,
mm-hmm.
which is where the Smith Anderson Cemetery was. I forget which episode that was. Maybe 5?
I think it was episode 5. I can tell you in a second here. It was episode 5.
Okay. So, honestly, I didn't think that I would ever step foot back in Wyndham.
Just as a refresher, that is the town we went where the locks were locking and unlocking by themselves.
And Maggie did not have a good time, and Catherine had a situation.
Yeah. So, I found this place, realized it was in Wyndham, and then when we were 10 minutes from there, I decided to look how close the other cemetery was to this place. And it was like, what, a quarter of a mile?
Literally right down the road.
So I was like, oh, great. This is going to be fun.
And just by that, we knew we were in for something.
So there's also not like a whole lot about this place, but the fact that it was located in Wyndham in general kind of made me a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wyndham is very creepy. It's a very creepy town.
Even if we never went to that first cemetery there. It's still a creepy town.
I feel like every time I go there, I'm in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's like Jeepers Creepers.
Weird Jeepers Creepers car every time we go
to
that area.
You aren't allowed to speak on Jeepers Creepers because you have never seen
it. The vehicle, though.
So, anyway, the Brown Cemetery is where we went to.
The Brown Cemetery.
It was located on 9 Chute Road in Wyndham, Maine.
Chute.
Chute.
Yeah. Shoot.
Oh, fuck. We didn't pick a word of the day. We suck.
Well, yeah, we're
already too far in.
It's too late. People.
We'll get back to word of the day next week when I'm not sick.
So this cemetery is very old. There's graves that date back into the late 1700s. Oddly, it's kept kind of nice, but there's broken gravestones and the ground is like sunken in and stuff. It's also supposedly one of the most famous so-called haunted places in Wyndham.
Every place we ever research in any place in America says that.
Right. I don't agree with that statement.
I think Smith Anderson is way more.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Haunted.
So the story about this place is about two little girls were playing in the area near the cemetery when they disappeared. It's thought that they fell into an old abandoned well or mine shaft, but their bodies were never recovered. They have gravestones in the cemetery, but we couldn't find them.
No. Which other people have said as well.
Yeah, they can.
Right.
Yeah.
But their bodies obviously aren't in there. They just have gravestones there.
Right. They never found their bodies, but they declared them dead.
Right. And creepily enough, their names were Mary and Catherine.
My name's Catherine Mary.
And what I just talked about with the old church, my name is Maggie. So.
Now we just need a ghost named Kayla. We could just kill That's Kayla.
And you get a real one.
She'll be a ghost.
The apparitions of the two little girls can be seen playing in the cemetery among the gravestones, like they're playing tag, and laughter is heard, and they're seen.
I'll play tag, bitch, I'm in it.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I'm never being the reader again.
Why? It's no fun when you're trying to spew information and. Fucking
Maggie's so usually pretty helpful with you.
Real dumber. Fucking
I usually just keep my mouth shut and go slick or makeup.
The little girls are never dressed for the weather. They're usually seen wearing long ankle length dresses with wool stockings and sunbonnets.
Children.
You don't wear wool socks in the summer.
No. I mean maybe.
That's what I wear every day.
Along with my hoodie.
I know, I'm just giving you anxiety.
Shut up! It doesn't really bother you guys?
Yes.
You know what's funny? I woke up this morning and I was like, I don't have time for this. And you wouldn't mind it, but like one of
you wear
dress
your
socks.
Socks inside out.
I can't help that. Whatever way
probably
they're folded up is the way they go on my foot.
Probably because they're dirty the other way.
She does the flip. I change my socks, people.
I don't even remember what I was going to say, you guys.
It's like, girl,
oh.
And
no, I already read all of that.
Oh.
I read something where someone...
She's a made of wool.
So someone who actually lived either on that road or near that road...
What was that noise?
They were driving home really early in the morning. It was in like 1989 or 1991. I don't really remember. Maybe it was 1990. I don't know. But
it was in the 90s.
They saw... Two little girls on the side of the road. And
oh, yeah, yeah, you were talking.
When they saw it, they looked at their friend in the car and was like, did you just see that? And their friend was like, yeah, two girls. Ooh, creepy.
Thank you for that add-on.
Wow. All right.
My foot's asleep.
My two.
Thank God next week I will be back in full health. Hopefully. My sickness has lasted about 10 years.
We actually did get quite a bit while we were here, though.
Yeah, so... We got there. You could, you if you weren't looking for it, you'd probably miss it.
Yeah. I don't know about the date. Like, I don't
right.
know. Yeah, like,
if you're
it was
driving,
already kinda dark.
If it's nighttime, you'd probably drive right by it.
Right.
And I want to apologize in advance. We have no photos.
Yeah. It was way too dark to take pictures by the time we got there.
We can just insert several pictures of me and Steph.
How about no?
That'll be scary enough for everyone.
Wow.
So,
anyway. So, yeah, we didn't get any pictures. It was too dark. The road in general was very dark.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. There are a couple of houses near the cemetery.
Yeah, but they're not,
kind
like,
of set back.
They're wicked pushed back.
Yeah, they're, like...
Their driveways were really long.
Oh, I...
Because Kayla kept thinking they were roads.
I did. Yeah, I kept trying to pull onto them.
Well, the driveways had, like, names. It was, like, Captain Thomas Way, but then it said, like, private.
Yeah, remember when we were driving by the place?
It was really weird.
Yeah, that was set way back in the woods.
Right. Yeah.
Near houses. So we did hear laughing.
Mm-hmm. Kayla is shaking her foot vigorously in my face right now. I'm not sure
asleep.
How to handle it.
So we heard laughing, and the spirit box said two, like,
two,
as in a number,
T-W-O,
which is kind of ironic because the story is about two girls.
Fuck off, my feet don't smell.
I wouldn't know I can't smell anything.
It also said candy.
It did.
Which is kind
which,
of...
Which, no, I... That was after I was fucking around and I was saying, we have candy because of the thing that happened at Medfield.
Right.
Which can never happen again, ever.
Why?
And
that was terrifying.
Oh.
Then it said, can hear you.
It did say that.
Yeah.
I was trying to talk to it. I was asking, if anything wanted to talk, if anything wanted to communicate, they could talk through the box, they could talk, like, make it audible, anything.
It's like pins and needles.
Yeah. What? I'm just agreeing. Anyway. It did. It said it can hear you, which was weird. Or can hear you.
Can hear you. Just which was weird. Can hear you. It also said can't remember, which was weird.
I was asking what happened, if it was Mary and Catherine, what happened to them.
Right, but it also was weird because you couldn't remember the last time we were in that town.
Right, right. Bless you.
Thank you.
So then, it was very dark there, but out of nowhere, the cemetery was, like, lit up, like there was a light hovering over top of it.
And there was, the moon wasn't...
There was tree coverage, so there's no way that it could have been from the moon.
It was really strange. I saw...
I don't even know what...
It hurts so bad. It's like pins and needles.
Kayla's shaking her leg like a dog, like a wet dog.
I'm dying.
Jesus.
She drew the Irish jig.
Not to well, we will have a video for you guys. So the cemetery was very lit up out of nowhere. And then it got dark again. And then the spirit box said fence, which is weird because we were standing right next to a fence.
Yeah.
But it's not like a real... It's a fence, but it's just like wooden beams.
Well, yeah, it's not really a fence. It looks like horse.
Right, that's
like a gate. Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
I saw orbs in the...
Yeah, see...
I saw them with my own eyes. It wasn't like pictures of orbs. It was weird. It was like blue balls.
For some reason, I couldn't...
It was blue balls.
Okay, Chucky.
What kind of medicine did you take today?
She's on drugs.
I'm not. I'm taking Sudafed and Dayquil.
Yeah, but Dayquil's really setting in.
I could only focus on certain things while I was there. This is going
to
be
said,
the worst episode.
Oh, 100%. There's just boogies everywhere.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't focus on anything when I was there. It was just creeping me out.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to look in any direction other than, like, down.
You were looking across the road.
I was looking across the road.
And when I looked over there, it's... I felt like something was either watching us or like
moving in the bushes.
Moving in the bushes, yeah.
Well, and first you heard something.
Well, I heard like it would sound like the bush crackling.
Yeah. So whenever
there was something moving around.
But whenever we hear something, my first thought is animal, and it's always like the most dramatic. Like there's a grizzly bear in the bushes, and we're gonna get attacked. Because we're always usually like in the woods,
right?
But, that's what made you look, because you heard something.
Yeah, it was creepy.
It was really loud, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whatever was moving in the bush.
Like, it was, like, shuffling quite a bit.
And we were hearing it pretty much the entire time we were there.
It was, like, shuffling back and forth quite a bit.
And then you saw something?
You saw a person.
It looked like
behind the tree.
Person was literally like looking at us behind the tree. But like it wasn't just like something peeking out. Like it looked like a full like bodied person. Like it was like just there.
So after that happened, we like jumped in the car and we fucking sped away.
Yeah.
But
wait,
my window went down by itself.
I didn't get to finish. I saw the orbs. They were like blue. They were like weird glowing like blobs floating, and then I saw shadows toward the back of the cemetery.
For some reason, I just couldn't look at anything. I don't know if it was the fact that we were in Wyndham and I was creeped out about what had happened previously. Like, I had fucking PTSD.
Yeah. So then when we got in the car, when we were leaving, it sounded like something was running
after us.
Yeah.
But my window went down by itself. Yeah, and I about jumped through the roof.
Well, you asked me if I did it, and my hands were, like, on the wheel, so I was like, no.
And then,
the car did that.
And it sounded like something, well, we'll get to that, but it sounded like something was trying to get inside of the car.
Right. Yes. It sounded like something grabbed the handle after we got in, which was weird.
Which, that really creeped me out because of the Smith Anderson place.
Right.
Right.
So, we ended up driving away, and the spirit box said north. And north was the direction back to the cemetery, which was really creepy. So we drove back and forth, and you thought you had a flat tire. Well,
which is the same road, because it was the same road that we thought we had a flat tire when we went to the Smith Anderson Cemetery. And then I had, like, severe deja vu. And I'm like, oh my god, here we go. It's beginning.
So I pulled over, and I was sitting there, and I was like, these fucking ghosts. And I was, like, stomping around the car. I was so mad. And then all of a sudden, it starts raining, but only on my vehicle.
Yeah. It was only raining on the car.
Yep. Like not even a joke.
Only like, on she vehicle. Was standing outside, and she wasn't getting wet.
Yep. It was the weirdest
and thing. And when we pulled
out, it wasn't raining
anymore.
Yeah,
when we pulled out of the spot where you were stomping around, fucking cursing the ghost, it stopped. It was really weird.
It was so strange.
And that was, like, 200 feet from the Smith Anderson Cemetery that we pulled over.
Yeah.
And then we drove by the road. And as we were driving by the road, the spirit box said steep, which is a steep drop-off down in there.
Yep.
So we went back to the other place. But I think we drove down the road before we turned around. I think we did, like, a loop around.
Yeah.
Because you remember there was a disappearing car?
Yeah.
Again. This happens every time, I feel like. Well, not every time,
not
but
every time.
It happens pretty frequently.
We were driving toward the cemetery, and
I could even see the lights.
I saw the lights. Kayla turned her high beams off because she didn't want to, like, high beam the guy. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, where is this car?
Yeah, I'm like, when's the car coming up? And then I was like, oh, maybe he pulled in a driveway.
No way.
But he didn't, because there was no, like, there was nowhere to pull in.
Right. So that was strange. Then we got back to the Brown Cemetery.
And something was running in the woods again.
Yeah.
Like, that remains consistent.
Wow. But there's no way it was an animal.
No, it was freaking me out really bad, though.
No, because it wouldn't have, like, I feel like it wouldn't have stayed in one spot for that amount of time.
Right.
And, like, we kind of made a commotion when we took off the first time. Like, I feel like we would have scared it away.
Right.
I'm surprised it didn't scream this time, to be honest with you.
It didn't make, it wouldn't make sense for it to be an animal.
Right.
So, that was strange. And then I saw a flashing light.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Or it wasn't really flashing. It was more like a subtle blink. Toward the back of the cemetery, the back right corner. Kayla's shaking her foot again, which was weird. The orbs were really cool because you could see them, like, with your eyes. It wasn't like you had to take a picture or video. Like, I could see them.
I don't know. This place gave me the creeps. Like, the Smith Anderson Cemetery gives me the creeps. This place gave me the creeps. Wyndham gives me
Wyndham's,
the creeps.
It's very creepy. We didn't see any ghosts of the girl. We didn't see any girls. We didn't see any little tiny figures.
No. We only heard
whatever,
laughing.
Yeah, we heard giggling. Whatever.
That's not true. We heard the tricycle.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, following us.
Yes, because it was after we got back in the car. It was after the second time we got back in the car.
Yep.
So when we got back in the car the second time,
she slowly pulled out.
No.
I feel like.
The car, when we got back in the car the second time, we didn't even have a chance to do anything, and the car locked itself.
Yeah, do you remember? Yep.
Okay. And so, I freaked out.
Yeah,
I think
we got in.
I think I started to, like, sweat and
but it wasn't,
and, like,
it was, so, like, my car does lock itself when I walk away from my car does lock itself.
Well, we had just,
we were inside the car, and you have to touch something for that to happen.
And it didn't.
But not only the locks, but some
those lights came
those
on the
lights,
dash.
Yeah, on my dash.
It was really, really weird. So after when we left, when we got to the end of the road where that
this was right before we were, like, leaving to go home.
Right, where that blinking light was, we heard, like, an old tricycle being
it sounded
pedaled,
like the
slowly.
Pedals, like, shrieking.
Yeah, like,
that was the most
old.
Yeah, that was, like, the weirdest thing, because, like, a car would drive by and then it would stop. And then it would just start happening again, whatever it was.
It sounded like it was following us.
Yeah.
When we took that left,
we still heard it.
And when you take that left, you're going toward Smith Anderson. So that was creepy. That was the only,
like, childlike
thing.
Other than the laughter.
And the candy. Thought it said candy, but it was.
It also said ravine at one point when you asked, like, where they were.
Right, and then we were saying, like, maybe they fell in the ravine.
Yeah.
And then it said soldiers, And then it said Benjamin.
Yeah.
But I was asking, like, what happened to you?
We don't know the significance to any of that.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's soldiers buried in there, but the tricycle was very creepy.
Yeah, that was weird.
So that was really it. That's all we really got.
So for that place on the haunted scale, I would probably give it like an 8 at least.
I would give it like a 6.
Like, it wasn't one of the better places we've gone to.
For me, it's an 8.
It's an 8 just because, I was scared because of that too.
But in general, I give it like a 6. Like, there was some activity, but not enough to make me never want to return. And
oh no, I would go back there.
I wasn't satisfied. I didn't, like, I'm glad we got something, but I wasn't like, I was like, meh. And the church, I give a 1.
Yeah, I don't really know about the church.
Yeah. We just went with it because they were so close together and, like, why not? But
there wasn't a lot that happened there.
But, I mean, the cemetery was pretty creepy.
It was a cool spot to go to.
Yeah.
Next week we should have a pretty fun episode because it's going to be a place that we obviously haven't been.
Right. It's a type of place we haven't been.
Right.
There's a cool, well, not cool, it's kind of tragic, but there's a backstory. Oops, my nephew, you probably hear him. So I think that'll be fun.
And that's in New Hampshire where we're going.
Yep. And now, dun, dun, dun.
Welcome to Ghostly Gourmet, people, which may be having a name change soon, but we don't know.
Yes, we have discovered that there's an Instagram called Ghostly Gourmet, and it's all about ghost peppers, apparently. So we're sorry that we may or may not have stolen your name, but we didn't know. And we're going to keep using it until you say something.
Or we'll have them vote for a new name for it.
Okay.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes, let's give them our suggestions. Okay. So you guys can vote for the new name. It's either going to be Ghostly Grub.
Eerie Eats.
Eerie Eats. Or Paranormal Plates.
Yes.
So those are your three choices.
So let us know in the comments.
So drop them in the comments.
What would you pick?
I like Eerie Eats or Ghostly Grub.
What do you like?
I like Ghostly Grub just because I'm not going that far away from my name. But
I like Paranormal Plates.
I like Paranormal Plates too. All right,
well, we're going to let the fans
do their picking.
We'll let the fans drop it decide. In the comments.
Alrighty, what guys, you ready for my joke?
All right.
It's a good one this week.
I'm sure.
The joke is the place that we went.
But I got a better one.
All right, go
ahead. All right, ready? What would you find on a haunted beach?
What?
You got to answer me. Okay. A sandwich.
Why would the witch be haunted?
I don't know, because she's a haunted witch.
That just doesn't even make sense to me.
I was going to say a buoy.
That's a good one. Not really.
That was actually better than mine.
That was better than mine.
Was
better. That's funny. Kinda. I didn't really laugh, but like I wanted to laugh. I laughed inside.
Okay.
All right, guys. So the place that we went to this week was the Great Lost Bear.
And it should be it lost
should
forever.
Have removed it.
Hopefully no one finds it. So, yeah. This place actually looked really cool from the outside.
Yeah, it did. The inside was cool, too.
The inside, yeah.
It had a really
cool vibe. They had that cool, like, ball thing.
Oh, yeah, that you were touching and, like, it, like,
oh, yeah,
sensed
the light. Like, static electricity.
Yeah.
The place in general had a cool vibe.
I was super excited.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're going to get some good food because last week we
were in Oregon. It's in Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
So, like,
I was like, we can't really go wrong with
right.
this.
Right. Because Portland... It has some of the best
But see, this is the problem, though, too. We also, if we're going to Maine, we should be willing to eat seafood,
which
I will not touch seafood.
I only like a couple.
I never would eat seafood from that place. Nope.
Oh, no. I mean,
no,
say,
no,
like,
in general.
Had, if I was willing to go like, to a seafood restaurant, that would have been an option.
I mean, I love seafood, but you guys don't.
Yeah, I only
like certain things.
Right. You like fried shrimp.
I like haddock. I like coconut shrimp. I like crab ragoons.
So, like, you're, like, a fair-weather fish eater.
Yeah.
All right. So, this place, we went in, and this restaurant started off really great. Like, we had an awesome start off on this place.
It did.
Like,
the waitress was nice, and the tables were cool.
Yeah.
The whole vibe was cool. It wasn't very busy.
Like, I will say it's definitely a place that I'd go back to drink if I was in the area.
Yeah,
drink
maybe have a beer.
And have, like, appetizers.
Because the appetizer.
Ooh. Phenomenal.
So, let's start. For our appetizer,
What do we have, Kayla?
We had the spicy chili boneless wings.
We had boneless thighs and the chili wings.
Yes, we did. That's exactly what we had. So,
they were hand-breaded.
They were.
They were hand-breaded. They made the sauce.
Yeah.
They weren't. Kayla, she was shaking her foot to you.
It hurts so bad. This is like the worst setup.
I know. Our setup this week is awful. Sick and ghetto. I have the microphone on my vanity stool. The laptop's just on the floor. Kayla's on the floor. I'm on the floor. Meg's on the floor. We're all on the floor.
I'm floating.
Oh, all right. Because our usual studio has been taken over by my nephews. So they're chilling, minding their business. No. All right. So anyway, the appetizer.
The appetizer was fucking great.
They were so good.
I feel like the ranch was homemade.
The ranch 100%.
Was really good.
Yeah, really good ranch.
The sauce was really good. I said something about the chicken while we were there. What did I say?
Juicy.
No.
Oh, you said it was real too.
Because yes, it was like a real chicken. Yes.
I said it had like that, like a little bit of fat in it. Yeah, it does. If you know,
it's a real. It was like actual chicken breast. It wasn't like a frozen, pre-made chicken finger that they just deep fried. It was like they filleted the chicken breast. It was really fucking good.
It was really good.
The appetizer. What do you give it?
I'd give that a 5 out of 5.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good.
As a whole, it was crispy, it was saucy, the ranch was really good,
the chicken
flavor
was
really good, the chicken was cooked perfectly.
And the only thing is they only gave you 3 pieces.
But they were huge.
They were big.
I don't care. I would have eaten all 3 by myself.
Honestly, you probably showed up with the meal you ended up with.
Facts.
So disappointed.
I mean, yes, they only gave you 3, but they were huge. Maggie she likes to eat a lot of food. So.
Same.
Yeah, because I belong in my 600 pounds.
I was happy with just one chicken for the appetizer. Because it was kind of like eating two.
I could have done with 2.
I guess.
Two would have been good.
Whatever. I agree with that.
Still get a 5 out of 5.
No, definitely.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 on that. So then we move on to the entrees. What did you get, Maggie?
What was it called?
The Kansas City cheesesteak.
Yeah, whatever.
So it was shaved steak.
It was shaved steak.
It was a cheesesteak. We should let everyone know that they make their own cheese sauce.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So it was shaved steak with onions, cooked, whatever, put in a bun.
Their homemade barbecue sauce.
With homemade barbecue sauce and cheese sauce. So the lady hands it to me, and first of all, it looked like a fucking... It looked like a poop. Like, what it looked like to me. It looked like shit. Like someone took a shit in a roll.
Oh my god, that's so gross.
I'm sorry, but I'm just being honest. But it didn't, it filled like half of the roll. The other half of the roll was just bread. They didn't cut it right, so
it was the bite
it up,
that you gave me.
It was like fucking flat. Fell out.
It was kind of like an open-faced sandwich. It wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the flavor was fucking gross. Everything.
There was something about the barbecue with like a steak and cheese that just does not.
But the thing is, the steak had no flavor, no seasoning, nothing.
Yeah. It was
I would have rather eaten the plain fucking bread. And I got a salad with it. The salad was the most disgusting salad I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, you had no luck.
Wow.
The dressing was gross.
Wow. Think her review is bad. You wait for mine.
Oh, boy.
I love balsamic. This was fucking gross. Just like the cheese sauce, the balsamic was gritty.
Oh, boy.
It shouldn't be.
The cheese sauce was gritty because they put Parmesan in it.
Okay, and but Parmesan literally, like, it tastes... I felt like I was eating sand.
Yeah.
So... You guys...
What do you give your plate?
I give my plate a fucking negative 0.5.
On the ghostly scale.
What did you get, Catherine?
I got a Cajun cheesesteak. Mm-hmm.
You kind of liked it.
I did, but I didn't. So, like, the first bite wasn't bad. Then I realized they didn't season the steak with the Cajun.
Right.
They threw the Cajun seasoning on top of the cheese sauce at the end. Which is fucking weird.
That is like, really strange.
I was assuming they were going to fry it with the steak. No.
Which would have made sense.
No. So it was the steak with onions and Cajun seasoning in their cheese sauce, and it was just an all-around bad time.
Yep.
You
also got their fries.
Which, it was like a sliced potato. So they were like...
You have to make those crispy, though.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
They were mushy. They were
mushy. It was like really, really thick potato chips. Like, I'm talking like a quarter inch.
Yeah, they were like ridiculous.
They were not good. And I got cheese sauce for them.
Big mistake.
And you love fries and
French
fries.
Cheese fries, yes. I do. But I'm very picky about my French fries. They need to be crispy. They need to be like...
The cheese sauce can't taste like sand.
Yeah, literally. Like, I don't know why one of your fries.
Just Parmesan doesn't belong in a cheese sauce because it doesn't melt down. But it was not good.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to be as like harsh as you because it was like okay. I'm going to give it like a 2. But I wouldn't get it again.
I would never get that again. I would go there.
I want to say that I would eat there again because I want to try something else. I just don't think like cheesesteak is their forte.
No.
I don't think. Anyway,
well,
let's continue.
Kayla, what did you get?
So, I saw a food review from a man named Edward.
Edward's a lying sack of shit.
Edward bullshitted me. No, I'm not. So, oh, Edward said that they had the best buffalo mac and cheese he ever had in his life. Clearly, Edward's never had buffalo mac and cheese in his goddamn life because it was just the worst mac and cheese I've ever had. Like, the first bite was great. Because, you know, like, it had, like, the crispy stuff on it, which was fine. Then you got in there. There was no fucking flavor in the cheese. Like, the cheese, like, it tasted like they put American cheese in the fucking shit. Like, it was so bad. And then they put, so first of all, I didn't know. Like, this is my own fault, but I don't like pulled chicken.
So that's not the restaurant's
I just said fault. This is my fault.
Okay.
I didn't know that it was with pulled chicken, which is fine, because I could eat around the pulled chicken. The pulled chicken was, like, stacked on the bottom. I felt like I was eating, like, Spam or some shit. It was, like, all down there. So I, like, decided to mix it in because at first I didn't know what it was. So I started, like, mixing my mac and cheese. And then every single bite had this nasty chicken. So I associate the word poultry with, like, very chickeny flavored chicken. Do you understand what I mean?
What?
You need to understand what I'm saying. All right, so, like, the word poultry reminds me of, like, chicken that tastes like... Like, it was just taken off the farm and slaughtered. Like,
what? What are you even trying to describe?
This chicken didn't taste... It tastes like it was pulled off the farm and slaughtered. And
so it tasted fresh.
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
So you like want rotten chicken?
No, I don't want rotten.
You want processed chicken. You want processed
chicken. Right.
Like the taste of actual chicken.
No,
you
I don't.
Like chicken. I can't.
Maggie can't even
She's
disagree. She's
blaming this whole mac and cheese experience on the fact that she doesn't eat fresh food.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, all right. Aside from that, the mac and cheese in general was just not good. Because, like, I was eating around it. And Maggie ended up getting my leftovers.
You know what your problem is? When you get buffalo mac and cheese, typically there's no chicken in it. It's just mac and cheese with buffalo sauce.
But I'm fine with chicken as long as you don't put pulled chicken in my mac and cheese.
What kind of chicken do you want?
I want, like...
Like, cut-up chicken nuggets?
Yes. Yes.
Good fucking lord.
So, I will say that it was not the best. It was not the worst buffalo mac and cheese that I've had. But it was not the best. And it made me feel, like, death.
Yeah, the food in general made me feel not great. So, what do
you
give
it... A 1.
Okay.
So I give it like a -1. Like it was bad. I didn't like it at all. All
right.
I hated it.
The restaurant as a whole.
Cool place to go. Cool place to get drinks, appetizers.
If I didn't eat the food that I ate, other than the appetizer, I would have given that place like a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go back and try something else. I'd like to try a burger. But judging by the fact they can't season a fucking cheesesteak, they
see
probably can't
seasoning
season
your
a
burger
either.
But we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know.
In general,
I give it a 2.
It was like a cool place to go.
Yeah. The vibe and like the aesthetic, I give like a 5.
Oh, 100%. And on top of that, like they had a pretty good dessert menu and stuff too. We didn't get dessert, but
the food, I would say like a 2, but that's only literally because the chicken saved us in the beginning.
And on Mondays, I guess they do like an upgrade on your beer. So like I got like a short Shipyard and they do a free upgrade to a large Shipyard. So that was exciting because we don't have happy hour here or anything that does that legally.
You took 3 sips of it.
I didn't say I drank it.
Oh. Okay. So.
That concludes Ghostly Gourmet.
Bum, bum, bum. That also concludes our episode because I am sick I don't have a lot else to say for the first time in my life.
Shocker.
Make sure you guys vote for a name.
Vote for a name, a new Ghostly Gourmet.
It's what? Paranormal Plates?
Paranormal Plates.
Eerie Eats.
Or Ghostly Grub.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram, at Bugs Haunted.
We should probably post like a picture of like 1, 2, 3 or ABC.
Yeah, and I will. Yeah. At But It's Haunted on Instagram, at But It's Haunted on Twitter. Email us, butitshaunted@gmail.com. Don't forget, this is your last chance to submit your listener stories, anything paranormal that you would like featured. We made cool shirts. You probably saw them on Instagram. If you didn't, go look at them. They're pretty cool. If you want one, we'll figure that out soon. We're going to see how many people want them.
Yeah, we'll discuss
that. Then we'll release some more details, but go check them out. They're cool. So, yeah.
That and, like, we didn't buy those. Like, we made them.
Thank you, Maggie's aunt.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Aunt Carrie, if you're listening. I hope that you are.
Yeah. So that about wraps it up for today.
We hope that you're continuing to listen to us.
We're sorry that this episode was not the greatest. I don't feel well. And
we're just a bunch of lunatics over here.
Recording was postponed because Kayla got in a car accident and had doctor's appointments and I was sick. And it was just
It's been a week.
It's been a week. So we're sorry this episode was kind of shitty, but next week will be better.
Yes, next week we will be back at it, hopefully with a good review of food as well.
Yes, so make sure you come back. Tell your friends.
Hopefully we can find your family, a good place.
Tell the ghost that lives under your bed. Whoever you gotta tell. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye.
Bye.
That was a terrible goodbye. Don't like that.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Toodaloo.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello.
It's au revoir.
Yep. Yeah. What was I thinking?
She didn't watch Madeline.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
I don't remember.
All right.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Farewell.
A vida say.
See you later.
Adios.